Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, October the 31st, Halloween 2012. Joining us this afternoon, dressed, bedecked. Can we bedeck you?
We can. Tis the season to bedeck, unless the next
one. Yeah. In his Halloween colors, Rex Bone.
Good afternoon.
And you're flying the flag proudly again, huh?
I'm so proud of the Giants, right? You know.
Yeah, it's been an interesting story.
Yes, it has.
Would have been even more interesting if it was a Bay Area series again, because nobody expected either of them to be there.
Well,
wouldn't that have been weird?
Oh, I heard a news flash this morning that there was in San Francisco, a panda loose, and he was eating up tigers. So, that was the big news flash.
You've been saving that one for a while?
Hey, you like that one?
Yeah. This afternoon, we won't be talking about baseball. We will be talking a little bit about economic development in the area. Rex certainly comes from a different perspective than what many do, simply because he spent so much time in the private sector rather than the public sector. So we'll be talking different points of view when we come back.
I'm Mark Biette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Biette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Biette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and information time is 3:13. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Rex Bone. But before we do, our quote this afternoon. I guess this is in the spirit of Halloween or in the spirit of the election cycle. What do you want?
We better go with Halloween.
Yeah. Okay. It's not going to change the quote. It's just the setup on this one. Emo Phillips, who was a comedian, quote, "My grandmother's brain was dead, but her heart was still beating. It's the first time we ever had a Democrat in the family."
You picked that quote out,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm an immediate CYA. Oh, geez. So, I can't call you a title. I don't call anybody a title.
I don't have a title. I'm
good
just
deal.
Rex.
Yeah, okay. Been in now a couple of months. The tidal wave, the initial tidal wave. Oh, by the way, how's Jimmy doing?
Jimmy is doing great. Jimmy's doing great. Sent me a great email this morning. I had a little vegetation issue that I took care of, and it happened to be close to his house, and he sent back, said they had a great crew, got to visit. But Jimmy's had some great reports. I was at a meeting the other night, and there was I was going to participate on a committee, and he said, if Supervisor Bone doesn't mind, I can serve on that committee, and I passed it off very quickly, so I will pass it off to the king himself. But Jimmy's doing very well health-wise. I get asked that a lot. He looks great. He'll be a little while getting his strength back up, but I know he...
If he's volunteering for things, that means Jackie is letting him leave the house, and that's okay.
Or Jackie's asking him to leave. I'm not sure which. No, yeah. I mean, what a wonderful couple. And again, I'll say it probably for the whole length of my term. He's somebody I can turn to, and he tells me when I'm doing good, and I don't think he's afraid to tell me when I'm doing bad, and I lean on him quite a bit for advice. So I'm very fortunate that I've got that friendship with him.
Your eyes are still relatively new, relatively uncontaminated from the governmental processes. Has it been as challenging for you as what you thought, either dealing with the pace or the lack of pace, dealing with bureaucracy or the regulatory environment?
You know, government operates a lot different from the private sector, and I guess that's, I keep telling everybody, you just don't do it. You have to study it, and you have to have a meeting to schedule a meeting and things like that. And the reason is part of that is so many people are wanting to pounce on any little mistake, anything you say. So I find myself being so much guarded on, you don't tell it like it is, but I tend to probably, I think what everybody's told me, they want me to listen quicker and talk slower. And that's...
Would be tough for a lot of folks with your same personality traits. Being the pudding stirrer,
yeah,
it's tough to just sit and let all the poundage come through before you have any kind of reaction.
Well, and I keep on to go, but wait. And, you know, I've lived here over 50 years. I've seen things tried and not tried. I've seen the boom. I've seen the bust. I've seen people that have busted their buns for this community forever. The thing that hasn't changed is my passion for the community and its people. I you know, contrary to, and maybe my passions don't always agree with everybody else's, but my passions are still the same for the community. Yeah, it moves a little bit slower. I'll probably say this forever. We've got a great staff in the supervisor's office that keep me going forward. Let me know when a meeting is. They keep that part apprised because there are so many meetings. I mean, you know, 4 or 5, 6 a day and things like that. And then there's, you know, the people.
Is it necessary? You know.
Yeah, a lot of them are because there are so many moving parts. You know, every meeting I go to, I'm going, really? And then I get there and I says, you know, it's important to the people having the meeting. And it's important because if I wasn't there, I'd be mad because I didn't know, you know, the other supervisor. You want to know what's going on and you want to be part of it. And you want the people that you represent to have their voice. And, you know, the famous quote, we're only 20% of, you know, we represent 20%. But in the big run, you support, you do a lot of overlapping and things like that.
That's what I was going to ask you. You're elected by 20%. And at some point, then you make the determination, okay, am I representing 20% or am I representing the county or am I representing the region?
Yep.
And trying to really become consistent with whatever the position is where you settle, okay, those are my people.
You know, I'm in a, you know, sometimes I say I'm in a unique position between the auctions, my community service, being in the private sector and serving the whole community and going a lot farther outside the first district and things like that. I tend to know a lot of people. And so a lot of people are comfortable calling me where it might be in Virginia's because we cross paths. It might be in Cliff's and Ryan's and Mark's. And I've got a good working relationship. And I can say, you know, call your supervisor. I'm sure he can get to it. But if not, but if it's something easy, I'll say, hey, call this guy, make sure it happens. Or I'll call and then I'll make sure I tell them so it doesn't look like, you know, as a board, the biggest thing is that we basically work together to solve the 100% of the community's, you know, issues and things like that. You know, and safety comes number one, health and safety and things like that. And then you go forward from there. So we're pretty good along those sides. It's been, you know, actually it's almost 3 months since I've been in there. So it's been a lot of fun.
High-speed train, we don't need one. All we need is life. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:19.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a 4-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight, Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Time is 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rex Bone. Rex, a lot of the different concepts that anybody new would be dealing with have been there, I wouldn't say time immemorial, but let's say in the last 75 years. The bedrock issues, whether it's from the state constitution, things of that nature, not a lot of influence, not a lot of opportunity to do anything other than, I suppose, stand at the top of the courthouse steps. Mm-hmm. Thump your chest and scream at God, but you know it might make you feel good.
Don't get anything accomplished though.
Yeah, exactly. When you start looking at the things that are being discussed currently, do you see things that are boding well for the economic health of the future of our area, or do you see that we're going to remain mired in the drug culture, in the homeless challenges, in this lack of economic opportunity, and that it's just going to be more of the same?
You know, I think we've hit the apex of a lot of those problems. You know, we're on the upper, and people are wanting to see, it's probably one of the biggest problems. I mean, Garberville and Willow Creek are just going absolutely nuts about the influx of people in their towns that are taking over their towns, and they want to see that cleaned up because the regular people that come down, especially in the rural area, Garberville gets a lot of rural people, Willow Creek gets that, and they come into town and they get accosted at the stores because they haven't got that $300, $500, $600 a day job trimming. You know, everybody blames that. But it was advertised, I guess, in one of the magazines.
I'll tell you, I had a buddy who has some stations in Clarion, Pennsylvania. His 20-something daughter told him that she and her boyfriend were invited to come out to Humboldt County for the harvest. And he said, is it safe? And I said, well, Bill, what harvest? Are you talking about the marijuana? Or are you talking about, like, apples and corn?
Clendenin's apples.
I mean. And he never got back to me. But, if Western Pennsylvania?
There's
what's going on here?
We have quite a few people from, I didn't realize, Australia and New Zealand down under. They're bringing them over here to work for the season, is what I hear. And then I noticed the other day we had in the newspaper there was one parents pleading, looking for their son who'd been gone for 3 weeks. But he finally got back to him and everything was fine. He'd just been out of
contact.
Out of a place of service. So I don't know. I think there's some economics. I mean, they're doing a feasibility study. The East-West Rail. I mean, they're looking at that. Our port used to be at one year, I think it was 68, somewhere right in that area. We had 268 ships into our port. Do we ever see that again? No. But 50 ships, 100 ships a year taking out aggregate, I said it last time. These timber companies are looking at trying to get manufactured wood out of here. They're changing their milling process to go into the metric system. They're changing their whole system so they can go international. So they don't the lumber's ready to go for them, and they can make it work. And they're trying to ship out
that
material.
Does that mean your 2x6 is going to be even smaller?
Yeah.
Great.
2x6 isn't
2x6. Thanks, buddy.
But, I mean, there are great things. I brought up last time the work that California Redwood's doing over there in Samoa at their chip export facility. They're spending in excess of $4 million, close to $5 million, bringing that up to a state-of-the-art chip facility, which is going to take their wood byproduct to the Pacific Rim and use it in the process, their pulp process over there. But that's going to add 8, 10, 12 jobs there. It's going to give us ships coming in, which adds to revenue for the harbor.
Do we need the rail line for that?
You know, they load a lot of chips into cars over there on I-5. It's SPI and the lumber mills up there at Roseburg Forest and Weed. They have big chip loading facilities going into cars up and down. I don't know how many of those end up in Coos Bay.
For a fair amount of us who haven't seen a choo-choo train in a long time, I would suggest you say rail car.
Rail cars.
Instead of
rail
car, we're thinking station wagon.
Yeah, they have. But, I mean, you can see those yourself when you're going over on I-5 and look at SPI over there by Anderson and stuff. They're loading those. They got big chutes, and they load these cars up, and they move it up and down the road. And, I mean.
So they're running out of Coos Bay?
They're shipping out of Coos Bay. Chips are going out of Coos Bay. There's all sorts of facilities up north that export chips. Right now, the market's soft. And, I mean, yeah, it's a cyclical market, just like the pulp and everything else. But they're going to be ready when the market comes heavy that they can ship that out. And then what we've got is a wood byproduct that has value added, which may be able to let them add an extra shift. If the lumber price is down but the byproduct is up, they might be able to get a little extra money for that product and make it work to keep that shift working.
So do you know of anybody or any group that's in opposition of exploring the feasibility of the railroad?
Oh, I think there's people that think that it's a pie in the sky. It doesn't work. It can't happen. But, I mean, that's the same people that probably don't want anything to happen. I think there's a certain element that would like to see us stay the way we are. And I agree. The way we are is pretty neat, but it's evolved over the last 50 years. And we have to keep moving or else we're going to get caught.
KINS, News and Information Times, 3:30.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The researchers tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rex Bone. So, Rex, what gets you fired up now? What's keeping you going? Because we know each other, certainly. Burnout is a concern I think everybody has. And, you know, the Purple Passion, writing that initial tide, that's great. But there has to be that sanity check, that balance. How are you doing keeping the momentum or your passion going?
Well, it's there's always something new. There is something new. I get emails from people asking, and the people, the nice thing about it, I've probably got 6 or 8 thank you cards from people that I've got a ditch taken care of or a road fixed. I'm very passionate. I go in every morning. I go in 7 days a week. I go in 5:36 in the morning, and I can answer my emails. I can write my notes. I can do stuff. And I picked that up from Jimmy. He says, get back to the people. It's so important. You know, even if you can't fix their problem. And it's not that there's a lot of problems. There's issues. People laugh, but we get barking dog issues. We get neighbor issues. We get car parking issues. And it seems like a little thing, but it's the most important thing to that one person. You know, going to buy a shirt does not seem like a big deal on the big thing, but when you want to go buy the right shirt, it's a big deal. And these issues are a big deal, potholes, things like that. You know, I talk about staff in our office doing such a great job, and it's a small staff, 3 people. But they do, you know, Nikki, Tracy, and Kathy do a great job for us. But Public Works, Tom Matz, and Rusty, and all the road crews, all those guys. Yeah, I talk to them on a regular basis, and I wear it with Art Reeve, who's head of road maintenance, told me the other day, he says, you know, I asked him, I said, how's everything going? I said, Art, I hate to keep calling you, but people call me about a problem, I call you, and everything else. And he says, well, I just want you to know you're filling Jimmy's shoes just fine. Because Jimmy was concerned about those things. And those guys, we don't have a lot of money, and they do a lot
How do the department heads or departments, how are they able to function? We've all served on boards, okay, perhaps not as visible. But one of the big, thick, black line, build the wall, is boards don't get involved with staff. You can't. I mean, that's the cardinal sin. You got staff to take care of staff. Okay. So I've often, in really weak moments, projected myself into a setting like where you are, going, okay, now my training has said, don't. And yet now here's somebody nibbling on me saying, please. How do you get to the point, or what is the relationship between the electeds and staff or their bosses, their direct bosses, to say, okay, here's a pothole. Well, if I'm a guy and now I've got somebody calling on me saying, I need a pothole fix. Yeah, right. And I'm taking care of the one that's dealing with 25 things instead of with one person. How do you strike that balance so you're not feeling as if you're overstepping?
Well, I'm finding that out. There is a hierarchy. You know, I've actually had somebody come into my office and say, that is my employee. And I always go, I thought we were all everybody's employee. We work for the people. I'm kind of Pollyanna with that, but I mean, I don't have employees. I've got people that help me do my job, and we have people that help. Most everybody's pretty good as long as we're trying to get to the common good of getting problems fixed and situations fixed. So I have got my hand slapped for going around somebody and not around. They weren't there. So the shortest path is between 2 points is a straight line. And I missed one office and went to the one that was closest to me. But Public Works, all email Tom or Art, and I'm learning to email. And everybody's okay with that because I'm not telling them. I'm asking, hey, how can we handle this? How can we do this and things like that? And it's been, I've asked, you know, I'll ask Ryan. I says, how should I handle this? I'll ask Virginia, how should I handle this? Because they have some time under their belt, and they are more than, you know, open to helping me out. Cliff Clendenin's been great. Cliff was anything I can do. Cliff has come in and said, and with Cliff leaving here in a couple months, he's been really good about following up. And he's because we border a lot of lines, and especially now with the new redistricting, I've got a lot of the quite a few people like Scotia and Stafford and Red Crest that used to be in the first or in the second are now in the
former
first
twos that are the ones.
And I've got a lot of friends down there, so it's been great. And then they you know they'll talk to me and say,
wonder,
hey,
wonder if this was an upgrade or not.
And it's been, I've been very fortunate because in my private enterprise, I've been to a lot of that. I've done business with a lot of those people, so it's worked out real well.
I think you're in a good spot with a lot of those folks because of your personality. Okay, now let's say I come in and I'm more stoic. I am less friendly, a little bit more confrontational, a little bit more, I don't care, let's get it done.
Yeah.
Less team, okay, and maybe I'm not politically aligned the same way. Now, put that kind of a profile into this mix, and you could see how the wheels could fall off the wagon really quickly.
Yeah, they just won't do it. Wait till you don't get reelected again and get somebody else in there.
You've heard about that approach, too. Okay.
Yeah. I just, I can't. All the department heads, I got the tour. You know, I get the tour through all the different departments and stuff. And they've been very, very open and welcome. And a lot of them I knew. A lot of them I knew already just through life. This is a small burg we live in, and everybody's related or dated or known somebody or done something or done business. So they always say, hey, remember me. You know, we met. You know, and it's great because then that puts them obviously at ease or at guard, one or the other, you know, whichever way the thing was. And they tend to want to work with you because everybody wants to. You know, in a real world, they all want to go in the right direction. They'd like to cure homeless. They'd like for no drugs to be on the street. And as we move along, we're going to make progress along those ways. I mean, we've got a great sheriff's department. I mean, my office is right over the guys, and when they go out and get their cars and stuff like that. I knock on the window and wave to them all the time. Maybe 6 o'clock shift change. You know, they're getting in and out of their cars and stuff. But, you know, we've got a sheriff. You know, we didn't fall. You know, Gary was very involved. And then when Mike stepped in, Mike, I call Mike up and say, Mike, can you do, and Mike just opens his arms and says, I'll take care of it. I'll make a phone call. And he follows up on it and stuff like that. And public safety is a big, big deal. We've had some road issues where people have been driving too fast. I said, can we up the patrol a little bit? And the other thing that's been great is we've got a great working relationship with the local CHP. And we can call them up and say, hey, can the guys make a little zigzag? And, you know, we've got, mutual aid agreements and things like that. But you'll see them out and cutting, helping out a little bit and stuff like that because we have schools out there. We have, we have a system that really needs to work, and we need to all work together to make it safe for everybody.
KINS, News and Information Times, 3:42. We'll be back with more from Rex Bone.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Higgy, Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rex Bone. Rex, as you're looking at some of the challenges that are out there today, do you see that some are transitional? Or do you sense that a lot of these things are more cultural and they're going to be around longer?
Oh, I think some are cyclical. I think some are transitional. And I think some we're stuck with. You know, and I mean, road issues. Sonoma County, I'm reading the Sonoma County paper Wednesday, and they're talking about 1,200 miles of their road or 700 miles. They've got 1,900 actually going almost back to gravel before they can actually deal with them. They will take care of safety issues, which is guardrails, slipouts, and stuff like that, but they're just not going to be able to take care of them. And that's, we were talking about the budgetary things. People are having to take care of some of their roads themselves, and it's just, that is probably, and that's where our road crew and our public works crew are doing yeoman's. I mean, it amazes me how good that, just in the last few months, the road to patrol you and things like that, they've gone out there and done what they can. But we built roads basically on the back of a snake. It's moving all the time. Our ground is alive, and we're having to put a solid piece of ribbon of asphalt on something that moves all the time.
Well, Tom has shared, and Don Raffelli before.
Exactly.
There are no roadbeds. These are old Indian trails that turned into wagon roads that turned into a car road that turned into what we have today.
Oh, exactly.
A lot of them don't have, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
So it's certainly monumental challenges. What gets you really pumped about the future with the budget? Is there anything you can look at and go, this one's a good stuff.
There's people interested. You know, the local stuff being made here is always exciting, but there's other people. We talked about California is the toughest place to do business, and there's people still wanting to come this way. We have affordable housing, probably more affordable than a lot of us would like right now, and we have good interest rates. We still have California. We've got great weather, and contrary to popular belief, this is great weather today. You know, I mean, we're not freezing. It's not snowing. It's not, you know, we don't have
the hurricanes that the East Coast is having.
No, I mean, we have to deal with, we get all four seasons a lot of times in one day, you know, we are very fortunate.
It's another compression issue, isn't it?
Yeah. But I get people coming up here and visiting, and we're driving down the road, and they look at a redwood, and I'm going, what? And he says, you know, they look at a log truck that halt. You know, I hate to refer, but they look at 70 logs on a load. We, you know, and we've got great resources. We've got great people to operate them. We have some business that got out. There's little things happening. We're looking at water export again. I see that's one of the things that, you know, and we've got little niches that we can do because we have the availability to make it happen.
You know, it would be a kick next time if we could have an update on Richardson's Grove.
I'd love to tell you next time I'm here, it'll be done.
Well, you know, what's that, 6 or 7% additional cost for items coming into this county?
Yeah.
We need a little economic stimulus. That might be a good first step.
Well, until we get these people that realize that there's no big trees coming down, and it, you know, I know it can work both ways. I've got a good friend that's obviously against it for other reasons, but it's what the market's bringing to us is larger trailers that need to come up here.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
Thank you.
This is a bye-bye.
No, it's always fun. I'll see you next time.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.